What's shaking, my friends? Welcome to the Trembling EMT podcast. I am your host, the Trembling EMT, and this is my Parkinson's journey. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you all for listening. A quick shout out to my sponsors, my patrons. Thank you for supporting the podcast. Be on the lookout for new merchandise. I'm coming up with a new items I'll be sending out. As always, for following for being a paid patron, you get free merch. And first shout at the merch or samples of the merch. So let me know what you guys think when you guys get it. Shoot me a picture so I can post it. So today's episode is a 4-part series. Actually was a special guest / co-host of the Gary and Friends morning show. And the show was basically about me and what I've been up to for the past year or 6 months since being on the show and being off, or since not being on the show and being off radio. So it's pretty good. We talked about what I've been doing, health, future plans, success. So it's pretty good, at least I thought. But it's a biased opinion. As always, let me know what you guys think. And here you go, part one of the Gary and Friends morning show interview.
Thursday, and usually by the guests that we have on our show. Oh, hold on 1 second. There we go. Usually by the guests we have in the studio, you know what day it is. But today we have had a guest that we started off. The BHRFM has been in existence, I guess, for a little over a year now, November of last year, I believe. I'm not quite sure when we moved into the building. We had a smaller studio, but now we're in a bigger studio, so.
November of 2019.
Yeah.
Not 20, we're in 2020.
Oh, I'm sorry, November 2019, so about a year.
A little over a year.
Yeah, so a lot of changes since then. A lot of great, we've become the Christian station for the indie artist, so we try to market. We've already put out one Christian album. And we're working on our second Christian album as we speak. So we've overall had a good year. I think we only missed, during COVID, maybe a week, a week or two. I can't even remember back that far. But, since it was just me and maybe one other guest, we were able to, have the 6 feet distance, and and they could wear a mask or not wear a mask or whatever. And then, of course, we wipe everything down all the time. So, but anyway, without further ado, the man behind the mask,
literally
behind the mask, is a name that was with us from the beginning, Eric Aquino. He had a show. You had a regular show, I believe it was.
Yes.
I didn't even remember what day it was.
It was on Tuesdays. From noon to two.
Right.
Yeah, because I'd come in for the morning show. We'd do health.
Yeah.
And then I'd stay till my show started, and then did it for 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. So, a lot has happened.
A lot has happened.
In the last 6 months. Well, now it's about 7 months, right?
Not about 7 months, yeah.
Yeah. So, what's been going on with, with the ladies, and that's that would be don't remind me. What are the two ladies' names? Go ahead, remind me.
Margaret, and Jackie.
Yeah. How are they?
They're good. They're good. They haven't done much this year. I think we did one event.
That was it? Just one?
Just one, yeah. It was, COVID hurt us really bad in that aspect because that's all we, like, we, October 2019, we did 20 events in a month.
Wow.
And we did one event this October.
Wow, just one.
Yeah.
And which one, participated, Margaret or Jackie?
Margaret.
Margaret did. Okay.
Actually, no, it was Jackie.
It was Jackie?
Jackie participated.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're probably wondering, refresh our memory who they are.
And so, Margaret is a 1977 LaFrance fire engine painted in pink.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jackie is a 1980 Seagrave aerial ladder.
I don't think I've seen that one.
I don't think you've seen Jackie.
The one with the ladder.
Yeah, you haven't seen Jackie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's... And also painted pink?
Also painted pink.
All right.
Yes, Jackie has an amazing story, and she's been with the Pink Heels organization since 2009.
Okay.
And started out in Rhode Island, went over to Endless Mountain region up in northern part of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Came down to us, and then she's going to be moving on to the western side of the state.
Well, when is she leaving?
Probably over this, when it gets warmer in the spring, okay. She's probably moving on.
Wow. Now, why is that?
Well, because this year was a rough year, and we decided to look at our options, and instead of closing the chapter, I'm stepping down.
Oh, you are?
Yes, to focus on myself and the Grace Strong Foundation, and with just... The way that it was, we couldn't do it anymore. It's just with the different times and the COVID-19, mm-hmm. It's just something that couldn't.
So just because you're stepping, so what happens to Pink Heels?
Pink Heels is still going to go on. It's still going to continue.
Okay.
The founder, it's funny how life works. The founder schedule changed, and he was able to, he was supposed to move to Washington,
mm-hmm.
D.C., in that area, down in Virginia, and things happened, so he's now back in town, he's staying in town, so he's taking back over the organization,
mm-hmm.
and he's keeping the Pink Heels chapter alive.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
He's able to do that.
Yeah, he's able.
And where is that located?
The same area. He's in Bangor.
In Bangor, okay. Yeah. So then he's going to hold on to...
Margaret.
Margaret.
Margaret, okay. Yeah. Margaret is actually his mother-in-law. She died of gastric cancer in 2011.
Okay.
So he started the chapter in her memory, and... Yeah, it was a tough decision, because at first I didn't know what was going to happen, and... I called them up and said, hey, listen, this is what we're doing. If you can, you have first rights.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah. He's like, I totally understand. And we worked it out. So.
Go ahead. Keep talking. I'm just making sure our levels are all right.
Yeah. I'm watching. I got your back.
All right. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, and then Grace Strong has been moving forward. It always astonished me the amount of progress that I've been able to accomplish with the Grace Strong organization in such a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
We had a gala last year, a virtual gala that, for our first time, I think it wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
Could we improve on it? It was a lot of first time lessons learned. So
mm-hmm.
We're putting out a lecture series starting this month.
Okay.
Different people in the industry, from physical therapists, occupational therapists, doctors, surgeons, going to talk once a month on a different Parkinson's topic.
Okay.
And depending how my phone call goes on Wednesday with a local hospital. Might be more programs coming down the line. They called me to talk about their Parkinson's program and
okay. sit down. Now, which hospitals would this be?
I'm going to wait till...
Okay,
till,
all right, that's fine.
I'm not going to count my blessings till they hatch.
Sure. That's right.
So they called me up and said, hey, listen, I know we want to be transparent and let you know what we're doing
mm-hmm.
and just talk and be on mutual ground. So mm-hmm. hopefully that goes well. So yeah, a lot of big things going.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So, it sounds like God has been, watching over you.
Yes.
I know, as far as, health issues, you've been pretty blessed. You haven't had too many with the COVID?
No, we had
You've been staying safe?
Staying safe.
And the family?
So the family, like one exposure here and there, but nothing.
Okay.
All the tests came back negative.
All right. Well, you get tested often.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've only been tested once.
All right.
But.
And where do you think you picked it up? Just from...
Oh, no, I didn't test positive. I tested negative. Was my son was exposed.
Okay.
So he had a quarantine, but everything came back negative.
All right.
So, yeah.
All right, that's exciting. It really is. It's just so long since we've been together here on the radio. That's right. It used to be Tuesdays.
Tuesdays, our help Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've built, actually... quite a number of co-hosts.
Nice.
And actually, you're a co-host today. How's that? Boy, you come in as a co-host.
I'm the original co-host.
Original co-host, yeah. No, that's true, on Tuesdays. So what else is... So I think you also got... you were planning on getting a rescue squad vehicle for Grace Strong. Did that come through?
Well, we have the ambulance, Christina.
Oh, okay.
She's still, because of funding, we're still working on getting her painted and dressed and
mm-hmm.
getting, but she's still there.
So now, where do you store Christina?
Christina is in my friend's garage. He's a mechanic.
Okay.
My right-hand man.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep it at the garage where he works at.
Oh, indoors?
No, outdoors.
Oh, outdoors. Okay. Yeah.
But she doesn't have any signatures or anything, so it's not something that we need to...
Wow. Wow.
So, yeah. Got asked to... Oh, how do I say it? Working with got the opportunity to work with a physical therapy company out in a fitness company. They deal with Parkinson's patients in Maryland.
Okay. Finnish means it's from Denmark? Did you say Finnish?
No, they're out in Maryland.
Oh, Maryland, okay.
Maryland, the Delaware area.
Okay.
And I got called to correspond, or not correspond, just evaluate a Parkinson's program for Parkinson's patients.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to give my input and consult. That's the
word. Consult. Okay.
Consult on their Parkinson's program. So that was kind of nice.
Okay. How did they find out about you?
I interviewed them once on my podcast, and where they follow me on Facebook and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Adriel Senior Fitness out of, they're actually in Maryland.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that was kind of cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Input in,
Is that TikTok?
No, that was a 10:15 alarm that I had for some reason.
Oh, okay. To remind you to be here?
No, that was at 7:45.
Oh, that was at 7:45. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a quick break. Here's So where were we when we left off?
We were talking about Chris Strong and the things that they've been doing. Got the consult.
And how did you come up with Christine?
Christina.
Right. Christina, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was my grandmother.
Okay.
She had Parkinson's.
All right.
Named after her.
Okay. Yeah. And for those who don't know how, I guess, Pink Heels and Grace Strong works, is the, I think for Pink Heels, you paid visits to survivors.
Survivors.
And they were able, and didn't matter where they lived.
Didn't matter where they lived. Our farthest trip was 296 miles one way.
Okay. So the fire truck shows up at your door unannounced.
Usually to the survivor, or the cancer patient, it's unannounced, but their family knows.
Okay.
And it's just bringing the community together, raising funds in your hometown, and then staying in your hometown, knowing where when you donate $10 or you donate $20, knowing that it's going to be
in your town.
And it, and you know who, it's Mary Sue that she has two kids that needs to pay, buy milk or needs to pay a bill. Like, you know exactly where it's going.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing. And even just a lot of the times, just us showing up and having the neighborhood there and the person knowing that they're not, that there's people there with them and that they're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
Huge, huge.
Yeah. And I get to sign the.
They get to sign the truck.
Sign the truck. And how many signatures do you think? So,
oh, my God.
How many signatures on Margaret?
On Margaret, I want to say easily 5,000.
5,000 signatures.
Easily 5,000. And the beauty about it is we don't erase any signatures. We barely wash the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And the signatures, there's always space.
Mm-hmm.
There's always space for someone to write their name.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they fade at the right moments for people to write. And it's, I've never had someone say, oh, there's nowhere to write. Like,
there's always a place.
There's always a place. And some people just want to write their name and we find a space just perfect for their name. Some people want to write a message. There's always a space for, but yeah, it is covered from bumper to bumper.
Mm-hmm.
And signatures.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they get to sign it, and do they get like a certificate or something that they sign the truck, or
no?
They just sign the truck.
Sign the truck. It's a rolling memorial. They take pictures.
Okay.
And then if we can, if we have if we raise money, we get like gift cards. We try to get local.
Okay.
Local supermarkets to know, donate gift card, gas station. So we always try to put something together to help them out if we can.
It would be a shock for a fire engine to come to the house, but if it's pink, then you know it's not a real fire.
Not a real fire. Yeah.
So, I wish them well.
Yeah. And then Grace Strong, we're helping people move forward with Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
Getting them to live, come to a place where they can have learn about their disease and learn about the resources in their community and exercise better and give them the tools or help them find the tools to exercise better and keep moving.
Yeah. So how did you come to start, in case people have forgotten in the last 6 months? How did you come to start Grace Strong? And you're connected with Jamie Foxx, right? Is it Jamie?
Michael J. Foxx. Yes.
His middle name is Jamie, though, isn't it? No.
Actually, I don't know.
Michael J.
That's
a good question, right?
That's a very good question.
Michael J. Foxx.
I'll have to find out.
Because you were, I think they featured you in an article, right?
They featured me in an article. I was there. They featured me in their retention emails.
Okay.
As a part of their recruitment program.
Okay.
And I was a panelist on one of their web.
Oh, that's right. I think you were going to be doing that when we lost contact, I think, right?
Shortly after, yeah.
Yeah, shortly after that.
I was a panelist on one of their webinars.
Okay.
About things to know when you first get diagnosed, because there's a lot of things that that the doctors don't tell you and they don't have time.
Right.
And that's our goal of Grace Strong Foundation, is to have someone My goal, at least in this area, in the northeastern Pennsylvania, and as far as I can go.
Does that include Lehigh Valley?
Includes Lehigh Valley, all the surrounding counties. And I want the doctor to say, hey, listen, you have Parkinson's, here are your meds, here's the Great Strong Foundation, they'll help you find local resources.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that, yes, there's national organizations like the Parkinson's Foundation,
right?
The American Parkinson's Disease Association, mm-hmm. there's the Michael J. Fox, there's the Davis Finney, but there's nothing in local that says, hey, listen, I know you live in Strasbourg.
Mm-hmm.
There's this fitness center that offers this class.
Mm-hmm.
There's this lady that lives two houses from you. She's struggling with this. She can help you talk to her. Like there's not much support groups. There's not much of a support network mm-hmm. in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the gap that I'm trying to fill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything is national and out of reach, kind of.
Not out of reach. It's just people don't know where to go, and they need to be pointed. And I helped a lady in Texas. She was her neurologist was leaving,
mm-hmm.
and she was lost.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you need to find a neurologist. She's like, I don't know where to start. So literally, I was actually on TikTok, and I pulled up. I was on my computer. I pulled up the American Parkinson's Disease Association. Mm-hmm. They had a list of doctors, and I said, here. I emailed her the list. I said, here, these are your local doctors. These are, and unfortunately, they were 4 hours. One was 4 hours. One was 3 hours away from her.
Wow.
But I'm like, depends which you, either direction you want to drive. You want to take a left out of your house or right out of your house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just being able to navigate the healthcare system that people have trouble with. And it's, mm-hmm. hell, I've been in healthcare for over 20 years, and I still have trouble navigating the health system.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm having trouble.
How many years?
Almost 20 years.
Wow. With Parkinson's?
No. Within the health system.
Oh, yeah, just trying to.
Yeah, it started, I worked in nursing homes. I worked at hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in both adult and children's hospitals. I worked in ICUs.
Mm-hmm.
And I have trouble finding resources.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the level of difficulty someone that doesn't know where to begin
mm-hmm.
to find resources.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy. And not, you know, people with diseases. It's hard to navigate, but also healthcare in general.
Yeah.
It's become very, very difficult to navigate.
Yeah, because people...
You know, do I need a referral? Do I need... do I have to have a primary, you know?
Yeah.
Or... Do I need a specialist? Do I have to pay extra? You know, it's just a...
Do I need a team? Do I have a team?
Right.
And it's funny because I was at a support group one time and we were talking and they're like, Michael J. Fox looks good for having Parkinson's. And
now, how many years has he had it?
1996 he got diagnosed.
1996?
Yes.
Okay.
And they're like, he looks good. And I said, and someone, the response was, but he has a team of doctors. And I looked at everyone. I was like, but we all do. And they're like, what do you mean? I said, you have a neurologist, you have a primary,
mm-hmm.
you have a physical therapist. Depending where you're at, you have an occupational therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Depending what complications you're having, you have a gastro, you have a urologist.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, yeah. I said, do you get them to talk to each other? And they're like, no. I'm like, why not? I said, you're the team manager. I said, mm-hmm. if you don't tell them to talk to each other, they're focused on their specialty.
Right.
And if they don't, they're not going to, it's not that they don't want to talk to each other. They're not going to, that's not their priority. Their priority is to solve their specific problem.
Yeah.
So I'm a big habit of, hey, I would make a habit of saying when I'm like at my physical therapist, hey, can you send a message to my neurologist saying I'm having an issue with this?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't forget when I go to my next visit.
Right.
Or when I go to my neurologist and she's like, you want PT? I said, yeah, I need PT, but I need to work on this. Can you send them a message? Mm-hmm. And they'll talk to each other. They have no problem, but unless they're, you have to manage your team.
Right.
And people don't know that or don't understand what that is.
Hmm. Wow. And do you think people have enough knowledge to manage their team?
No, because it was never, we're never taught how to take care of ourselves and how to manage our health. We're better at maintaining our cars than we are maintaining ourselves.
Yeah, you're certainly right about that.
And it's insane because if your mechanic tells you to do this, tells you to change this or change that, you change it without a problem.
Well, not necessarily. Not if they get me. You know, if you go for an oil change, they want to do an overhaul completely on everything. So I kind of keep track of what I think needs to be done, but I try to maintain.
But if you're having issues with your car and your mechanic says, then you need to change this, you need to change that, you'll change it because you're having issues and you need your car.
Right.
But if your cardiologist says you need to change this, you need to change that, you're like, yeah, but don't change it as quickly as you do when the mechanic tells you.
Yeah.
Your car...
So what do you think that is?
Because it's education. It's the knowledge. It's being...
Yeah.
We've never taught how to maintain ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to manage what we don't know.
Yeah.
Or try to manage what we don't know. You can't manage what you don't know.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. Right about that. All right. Well,
and we're going to call that episode one done. As always, thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen to me rant about my Parkinson's journey. Much appreciated. Wouldn't be doing this without you guys, so thank you. I'm always looking for a bit. Let me know what you guys think. If there's anything you guys want me to talk about. Any questions you have on what I spoke about, that'd be great. Bunch of interviews coming up, so stay tuned. Remember, stay healthy, stay safe, and keep moving forward.